My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of St. Philip Neri, one of the great priests from the Renaissance age, known as the Apostle of Rome. He was very highly regarded, but he's also remembered for a very particular characteristic of his personality. He was very humorous, and one of the articles that I looked at this morning gave him the title, The Saint of Buffoonery, Fun, and Practical Jokes. That's perhaps one of the ways to remember him for his practical jokes and his self-effacing humor. Before I give you any more information about him, I just want to point out that today's readings are not selected particularly for St. Philip Neri. They are the readings of this Saturday of the seventh week in ordinary time. But in particular, the gospel today we can relate the life or the example of St. Philip Neri very well to the gospel of the need to accept or welcome the kingdom of God like a child. So for St. Philip Neri, humor for him probably, besides being part of his personality, his emphasis or his recourse to humor was, we can see, often an exercise in humility, a way to keep himself humble. He definitely had reason to pay particular attention to humility because he was very highly regarded by the people of his time. He was sought out by many saints and nobility, King Henry IV, St. Francis de Sales, Robert Bellarmine, Charles Borromeo, and even Pope St. Pius V sought out the wisdom of St. Philip Neri. St. Ignatius of Loyola, as a young man, also sought out his guidance. So he was very highly regarded, but to keep his own ego in check, he often would do things that would seem ridiculous. Like, for instance, he was invited by a very wealthy Roman noblewoman to come and meet her worldly family and friends, and he came to that gathering with his beard half shaven off. Kind of a very silly sort of thing, and also something that takes a great deal of humility to go and, you know, present yourself in such a fashion. But that's one example. He would even keep a book of jokes on his desk, and when he met people, they would see the sign above his door calling his office the House of Christian Mirth. And on one occasion, he was giving a homily at a mass, giving a sermon, and a very erudite bishop showed up who wasn't particularly given to humor or jokes, and St. Philip Neri, throughout his entire sermon, mispronounced almost every word he could. And just to keep his own brilliance somewhat dimmed, and also perhaps to see how the bishop might react. But in any case, we heard in today's gospel that whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. And this is quite a teaching from our Lord, fundamental, that it's a key to entering the kingdom of heaven, to remember that we need to be childlike in our acceptance or in our welcoming of the kingdom. And there's really a couple of different ways that we can look at this phrase. We can welcome or must welcome the kingdom of heaven as a child would welcome it, or we must welcome the kingdom of heaven as we would welcome a child. Both ways of looking at this phrase can be instructive. To welcome the kingdom of God as a child welcomes it. A child trusts without reflection. Children cannot live without trusting those around them. For them, trust is an instinct, a survival instinct. And so we too should, in order to encounter God, we have to have that childlike quality in our heart, to that quality of spontaneity, to be open, to simply ask for what we need, that to seek the love that we need. And the other way of looking at that phrase, to welcome the kingdom of God as we would welcome a child, children don't follow the schedule that we are beholden to. They come and go unexpectedly and demanding attention right then and there. And if we want to be open to the kingdom of heaven, we have to be prepared to sometimes suspend what we're concerned about at the moment and give attention to the presence of God that in different situations of life may arise without our expecting it or being prepared for it even. We have to, in a certain sense, play the game and be alert and maintain that state of constant prayer so that when a God moment appears, we can respond to it with attention and receive it as we would receive a child who comes into our presence. And that's Christ looked at children as his representatives in a certain sense. A child is often not given respect or regard. And our Lord knew that kind of lack of regard from other people. Earlier in the Gospel of St. Mark, he told his disciples that the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men. And really, this is a truth for all of us, that we are all sons of men, humans, and we're delivered into the hands of our fellow men. Often, for instance, during an arrest or imprisonment, a person may be on the receiving end of very harsh treatment, and that's an example of man being delivered into the hands of men. And so this is the state that we're all in, and Christ identifies with children because they too are often simply at the mercy of others, as he was, and he showed us that by accepting death at the hands of men. And he said, whatever you do unto the least of my brothers, you do unto me. So his example pointing to children is for us another key to understanding our entry into the kingdom of heaven. We have to become like children. And so one of those keys to becoming like children is to be humble and to not think too highly of ourselves, to not be too self-dependent. And St. Philip Neri found that kind of childlike humility through humor, through not taking himself overly seriously and for not being overly concerned about the opinion of others in his regard, but he sought joy, which is another hallmark of the kingdom of heaven, and he spread that among his countrymen, among the people who came to seek him, and this then was the key to the kingdom of heaven for St. Philip Neri: humor, humility, and a childlike spirit, which allowed him then to practice the presence of God and be in union with him. Let us, brothers and sisters, remember this important passage from the gospel. Be open to God as children, welcome the kingdom as we would welcome a child, as Christ would have us do so. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, also help us to be children of hers. Praise be Jesus and Mary.